Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Zombie Interrupted. I started toward the mouth of the alley when I heard something behind me. I was pretty sure what was causing it, and the thought terrified me. I turned to see a cloud of small creatures the size of gnats rising from the trash, and I realized I must have disturbed them when I'd landed in their midst. The mass of creatures was so thick it looked like a black smoke, and my worst fear was confirmed. I was facing a carrion cloud. The cloud was the larval form of carrion imps, nasty little creatures that scour the alleys of Necropolis on a never-ending quest for dead flesh to devour. The imps perform a useful function, I suppose, but considering that I am dead flesh, you can see why I prefer to avoid them whenever possible. But as bad as carrion imps are, their larval form is far worse. Carrion clouds are absolutely ravenous, and they move fast as lightning when they sense a food source is near. Once they begin to feed, they can strip away every bit of meat from the bone within seconds. Even if I was at my freshest, I wouldn't have been able to outrun the cloud. And given my current condition, I knew I wouldn't be able to take more than a single step toward the street before the larvae were on me. There was only one thing I could do, and without pausing to consider the ramifications of my actions, I reached into my pants pocket and gripped an ancient copper coin, its features worn smooth by the long passage of time. I willed the coin's magic to activate and closed my eyes as the buzzing swarm of larvae rushed forward to engulf me. A jolt of what felt like electricity surged through my body's dead nervous system, startling me. Normally, all I can feel is pressure, as when someone or something is pushing against my body. But this level of sensation was so intense that it momentarily stunned me. I collapsed to my hands and knees, and as the electric sensation gave way to a gentle tingling all across my body, I wondered if what I was experiencing was the feeling of being eaten alive by thousands of ravenous insects. I risked opening my eyes. The carrion cloud had moved away and was slowly heading deeper into the alley. I stared at it for several moments because something seemed strange about the cloud, about the whole alley, really. Everything appeared sharper, colors richer, lines more distinct. It was like I'd been viewing the alley through a hazy sheen that had been lifted, and now I could see it clearly. As a zombie, I don't need to breathe unless I want to speak. But right then, I inhaled through my nostrils. And instantly regretted it. A stench so thick you could take a bite out of it burned my nasal passages like acid. If there'd been anything in my stomach to bring up, I'd have spilled it onto the alley floor and added to the noxious muck coating the ground. After a few moments, my coughing fit subsided, and I rose to my feet. My body moved with unaccustomed ease, and I felt so unbalanced that I nearly fell. I reached out to place a hand against the wall to steady myself.
What?
And I got a surprise as my flesh came in contact with brick. It felt cold and rough and solid, and the sensation was so intense that for several seconds, all I could do was gently rub my fingers against the brick and marvel at how it felt. It was then that I knew for sure that the coin's magic had done its job. I was alive again. Magic isn't uncommon by any means in Necropolis, but magic this powerful was rare indeed. The coin had once belonged to Charon, the ferryman who carried spirits to the afterlife in Greek mythology. It had been given to me by Lord Edrigu, Master of the Dead, as a reward for a service I'd performed for him. The coin could restore the dead to life for a period of 24 hours, but it was a one-time offer. Once the coin's magic was spent, the holder could never be granted life again, not from any source. So I was human again, and the clock was ticking.